This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Heart disease is the leading cause of death worldwide, and in the U.S., it's related to 1 in 4 deaths. Jackie Dozier is with CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. She's joining us today by phone to discuss the importance of maintaining a healthy heart. Welcome to the show, Jackie.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Jackie, what are the leading risk factors for heart disease?
Most people develop heart disease because of lifestyle choices and behaviors, such as smoking, lack of exercise, and eating a poor diet. Health conditions like obesity, hypertension, or high blood pressure, and high cholesterol can lead to heart disease.
Are there any groups at higher risk for cardiovascular disease?
African-American men and people living in the southeastern U.S. are at the highest risk for developing heart disease. More than 40% of African-Americans have high blood pressure, which is a leading risk factor for heart disease. Less than half of those have it under control.
What are the most common symptoms of cardiovascular disease?
The scary thing is that heart disease doesn't always have symptoms, and oftentimes the first symptom is sudden death. But when there are symptoms, they can include pain or discomfort in the chest, which can sometimes be mistaken for indigestion or heartburn. You can also have pain in the jaw and other parts of the body, shortness of breath, dizziness, and lightheadedness.
Jackie, what are some ways to prevent heart disease?
That's a great question, Bob. You can reduce your risk for heart disease. First, if you smoke, quit. If you don't smoke, don't start. Exercise regularly. Eat heart-healthy foods that are low-fat, low-sodium, and eat lots of fresh fruits and vegetables. It's also important to know your numbers, know your blood pressure. Controlling your blood pressure and cholesterol levels can help prevent heart disease. Recently, the U.S. Surgeon General issued a call to action on walking to help address heart disease. This Step It Up initiative promotes walking as a way to increase the amount of exercise that we all get in our lives.
How often should a person have their heart checked?
Well, it's a good idea to have regular checkups. It's important to keep an eye on blood pressure and cholesterol levels. We recommend getting a checkup at least once a year. And even if you're healthy, a doctor or a nurse or any healthcare professional can check for conditions that can put you at risk for heart disease, conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes, because these conditions can go unnoticed or without symptoms for a long time.
Jackie, where can listeners get more information about heart health?
More information is available at cdc.gov/heartdisease, which is one word.
Thanks, Jackie. I've been talking today with CDC's Jackie Dozier about the importance of preventing heart disease. Remember, simple changes can help maintain a healthy heart. If you smoke, quit. If you don't smoke, don't start. Exercise regularly and eat a healthy diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables and foods low in saturated fats and sodium. Cardiovascular disease often occurs without warning signs, so regular checkups are important to detect problems before they become life-threatening. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.